Why don't we talk a little bit about new strategies, clinical research strategies, and also clinical research in the advanced disease setting?
I do think that looking at new drugs and new strategies in the metastatic setting is our top priority. This is where we're going to learn how these drugs work, what subpopulations benefit, and then hopefully we can incorporate that into earlier stage disease for more cures. Right now, I think the most promising lead in lung cancer, and in fact in many cancers, is anti-angiogenesis. And so we have bevacizumab, which is a monoclonal antibody to VEGF, but we know we can inhibit angiogenesis in many other ways. And is it possible that inhibiting angiogenesis in other ways combined with inhibiting the VEGF protein itself will be more effective? And so we and others are doing trials in which we're combining anti-angiogenic strategies. One of these strategies is to block something called protein kinase C. Protein kinase C is a family of proteins that work downstream from VEGF. In fact, part of VEGF's activation of downstream pathways goes through protein kinase C. So protein kinase C, anti-protein kinase C drugs are anti-angiogenic drugs. One of these is a drug called enzastaurin. It's an oral agent. It's active in multiple diseases such as glioblastoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Preclinically, it's active in other drugs, and it's thought to be an anti-angiogenic drug. And so while it does appear to have very minimal single-agent activity, we are exploring a strategy of combining it with bevacizumab to see if it will enhance the anti-angiogenic effects of bevacizumab. We are about to open a randomized phase 2 study within the Hoosier Oncology Group. Patients will all receive carboplatin, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab. This is a regimen that's looking pretty good in a couple of single-arm phase 2 studies. And then patients will be randomized either to receive placebo or enzastaurin in addition. And our primary endpoint of the trial is progression-free survival. We'll have 45 patients per arm. We do have planned interim safety analyses. We will be looking at a futility analysis as well.
What kinds of side effects and toxicities have been seen with enzastaurin, and have they seen bleeds?
Very minimal. In the single-agent trial by Bepler reported at ASCO this year, there were zero grade 4 toxicities of any kind. There were 3 patients who had a single grade 3 toxicity. One of them was fatigue, and one of them was ataxia. I can't recall the third one, but they may not have even been drug-related. And then it has some minimal grade 1 and grade 2, mainly fatigue grade 1 and grade 2, which you can find with cancer in general and with any drug that you give. So single agent, it really has very minimal toxicity. In the trials with glioblastoma, there were some bleeds from the GBMs, although GBMs bleed. And so it's hard to know if it was a drug effect or just the fact that GBMs bleed. But in theory, it could cause bleeding.